Would you rather talk about your facial hair or talk to AJ Pollock?
Well, we probably should talk to AJ, but apparently he's grown some facial hair these days too.
That's very true. He was fairly clean shaven when he was at Notre Dame. How you doing, AJ?
I'm good. I'm clean shaven right now. So yeah,
you're clean
really
right now.
Grow anything out there in front of my college days? But, yeah, trying to take advantage of it a little bit now.
And of course, AJ Pollock, current Arizona Diamondback, started his professional career with the South Bend Silverhawks, and prior to that was playing college baseball here at Notre Dame. And we're glad you could take some time with us, first of all, AJ. And AJ and Evan were college teammates on the baseball team.
Roommates a couple of times, too, on some road trips.
Sure, absolutely.
Is there anything, AJ, PG-rated you can talk about, PG or below you can talk about, as far as rooming with Evan Sharpley on Notre Dame baseball trips?
Oh, man. I mean, I guess I remember when he was just kind of, I think you were getting ready for the blue gold game for football. And he had me back out in the backside of the hotel. He's throwing some passes to me. So I get a little wake-up call and how hard those guys actually throw it. And my hands were kind of ringing by the end of it. But,
he was throwing footballs to you?
I remember one. They wondered a couple times, maybe once or twice. Yeah, he's throwing, doing all those little routes. I think you were getting ready for, I think it was the blue gold series or something. Or what? I don't know what exactly you were getting ready for, but I caught a ton of passes, probably more passes I ever caught in my life that day.
Yeah, well, there usually was a football on most trips, and we'd run some routes out there before the games.
AJ Pollock outrunning pass routes for.
I have to say, I mean, I think AJ probably could have been, you know, that kind of that shifty slot receiver for us.
I think you're right.
I think maybe a possession guy, a little possession receiver.
He's got that thick chest, yeah. that bowed out chest. He could do that, right?
You had to give me some good gloves. I wasn't really into how my hands felt by the end of about 30 or 40 throws. So, yeah, he had some good gloves. I mean, unfortunately, I did not. I went to a really small school. I actually didn't even have a football team until my junior year. So, I mean, I think it was JV my first year in junior year. And then by senior year, I was kind of already locked into the sports I was already doing. So, okay. I love football.
That was Ram High School, correct? Ram High School, a little shout out
in Connecticut.
That's a little shout out. Ram High School, yeah. So, I think actually they have a good football team now, but it was just starting when I was, you know, it'd be one of those things with my kids. We didn't even have a football team when I was growing up here. So, never did. I played soccer, played basketball, played baseball.
AJ Pollock is with us, former Notre Dame baseball player, current Arizona Diamondback. And I guess we should talk about your health a little bit here, AJ. Unfortunately, you got off to a great start to the season. That was the good news. But then just a little bit more than a week ago, suffered a thumb injury on a play in the outfield. Kind of go through that play, first of all. Do you remember exactly what happened?
Yeah, just honestly, just playing how I usually play. It was kind of those 50-50 chance balls, and team wasn't really playing well, and I just thought I could give us some energy and try to make a play, and some got caught under me, and it's part of the game. It sucks, but it's really part of the game. The other part of the game is the long season. You just got to rehab and get back as fast as you can, and that's what I'm doing right now.
4 to 8 weeks was the original diagnosis. How's it doing right now, and what's your hopeful timeline to be back out there?
I have an X-ray coming up soon. I'd be really upset if I didn't hit that 4-week mark. So, I mean, that's the goal. And if I could shave off some from the 4 weeks, that'd be great too. But we'll see. You know, I want to push as much as I can and get back out there. You know, it's never fun watching your team go out there and play, and you have to sit back and watch it on TV. So it's definitely boring, but you know, it's also another game within the game is kind of that mindset and working hard and trying to get back from an injury. So it is what it is.
AJ, I want to talk a little bit about kind of the progression of your swing. You know, I was able to see your growth at the college level. And you've certainly seen some great success here in the MLB as well. Talk us through just a little bit on kind of how your swing has progressed, evolved. I know the mental side is always been really important to you as well. But kind of talk us through your approach and your swing and how it's evolved since you become a pro player.
Yeah, well, it's kind of it's definitely evolved, that's for sure. Just a lot of resources I've been, you know, able to stumble upon, and different guys, different philosophies, and I'm pretty open-minded. So I definitely stay open to stuff, and, you know, I think it's evolved from kind of really just this really stagnant, kind of stiff, kind of mechanical-looking swing to more of a fluid swing that has a little more moving parts, a little more athleticism, I'd say, in it. And then the swing path, I mean, that's what everyone's talking about, you know, how to have the optimal swing path to give yourself the best chance to hit. And, you know, different guys are going to have different philosophies on it. My philosophy actually has kind of switched over time. And I guess right now I just believe in basically getting on plane as deep as possible and staying through the ball and long through the zone as long as possible. You know, being very north and south is kind of how we talk about it. You know, basically just right at the pitcher, you know, as long through the zone as possible. That puts you on a lot of different speeds, puts you on a lot of different movement with the fastball and slider. And so that's kind of a dulled down version of my philosophy on the swing. And I guess I believe in too, just never really, you know, always trying to learn, always trying to get better, always trying to experiment and explore some certain areas you can get better at. And that's where I'm at right now.
I'm interested, AJ, at my facility here, just outside of Notre Dame, we use a lot of technology. We use a blast motion sensor where we're getting the feedback on swing path, you know, miles per hour on your swing. We're looking at time to contact. How much of tech and data do you look at, or are you kind of more of a broad kind of philosophical, and use some of those terms too, of getting on plane and getting in the zone deep, but are you guys looking at specific numbers as well?
Yeah, definitely. I think all that stuff is great tools. You know, I look for any kind of feedback I can get. I think in the season, I'm more of a feel. I'm definitely looking, you know, I've hit so many baseballs, and you can attest to this. If you just, you kind of have to feel how the ball is coming off. You know, it'd be nice to get a reading every now and then, but I think it's definitely more feel. I think we have a lot more technology now for scouting reports on pitchers, and I mean, that's a different story. That's pretty detailed. You know, we're talking about not everyone's fastball is the same. You know, it's from a different arm slot. It kind of has a little bit of a rise feel because of, he's throwing from lower, or hey, this ball's got a lot of vertical drop. I mean, there's a lot of technical stuff that I never, you know, 5 years ago, even when I was a rookie in the game, I never thought I'd be talking about now. But, you know, that's pretty much where the game is now in the MLB, is just, you know, so much data on what the pitcher's ball is doing. And, you know, when you talk about swing path and the stuff you're talking about, it all correlates too. You have a different drop on the ball for a fastball, and certain swing paths will match that up better. And maybe you can kind of tinker with your swing path a little bit in order to get on plane a little better. It just gives you the idea of, you know, not having the same swing on every pitcher, because every pitcher is different. So you kind of have to know how to manipulate that from pitch to pitch. Might be a little detail, but I mean, that's kind of where it's at. And the best hitters will be able to make that adjustment. You know, when they bring in a reliever that's throwing, you know, 96 with a lot of spin rate, or a guy that's kind of having a lot of sink. I mean, it's all different, and that's the tricky part of the game, is to be able to make that adjustment and using the data right there.
We're joined by A.J. Pollock, who played with Evan Sharpley, played on the Notre Dame baseball team 2007 to 2009, of course, now with the Arizona Diamondbacks. And some of that stuff you're touching on, A.J., we're in an era right now where it seems like everything is either a home run, a strikeout, or a walk. But when you kind of, when you look at the stats that you've compiled, you don't seem to kind of fall into that category. So with some of the stuff that you touched on there and just your overall approach, why do you think that you're able to kind of buck that current trend?
I mean, I guess it's just kind of knowing what the game is going to ask you to do. Not being so bottled down to one philosophy, but it's definitely a game where, I mean, home runs are obviously, everyone realizes how important they are. Doubles, triples, RBIs, huge. And I think what's happening too is, you know, most teams are trying to strike guys out. You know, that's their philosophy. They don't want balls put in play at all. So, you know, they don't have to have guys go past the fifth inning. So it's really just kind of understanding what's going on. And, you know, I think as a hitter, when you understand what they're trying to do to you, you know, it's a little easier to make those adjustments. And, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of times the game does call for put the ball in play or shorten up or, you know, try to get on top. You know, instead of having just that one groove swing, you got to be able to try to do other stuff as well when it's called for.
AJ, we're seeing, you know, pitchers, they're overall throwing a lot harder now, and you mentioned spin rate and how that affects movement. You're watching guys like Jordan Hicks throw 105, or you've got 102 mile an hour. They're terming it a sinker. You're seeing how much movement is created. Who's been the toughest pitcher you've faced so far in your career?
Man, there's a lot of good ones. I think the traditional guys that are considered the best, you know, Scherzer, Kershaw, I mean, those guys are always, I mean, they're not really tricking you that much. They just are disgusting. His fastball has got so much life. Their slider, I mean, they have every pitch they throw is a plus pitch, and then their delivery's deceptive. So, to me, those are the guys. I mean, for Faze Verlander this year, he was outstanding. Gerrit Cole is a new guy that, you know, he's learned a lot of the data that the Astros work with, and I think that's taken them to a good level. So there's a lot of good ones out there, and it's a hard game, that's for sure.
I got to ask one thing. Is the humidor for real?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. I don't want to get – I don't want some headlines here, but, yeah, of course, it's yeah, when you have a park that, you know, everyone thinks is a hitter's park, and it, you know, it always has been. You know, I guess from the data will show you that it hasn't been as much of a hitter's park as you think over the years, but, you know, hitters never complain. But now you have balls that are, you know, we're realizing how big our park is. You know, it's 413 feet to right center and left center, and then we have a 30-foot high wall, and now you're 30-foot high wall in center, and now you're, you know, you're sticking balls in the humidor. And, it's definitely having an effect on the game. I think, you know, it's affecting both teams, obviously. But, man, it's definitely had a huge effect on what the ball's doing out there. I know the pitchers are loving it. hitters, not so much.
AJ, you were talking about facing different pitchers. You faced Jeff Samardzija a few times, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I faced Shark a bunch.
what's an at-bat against Samardzija like?
Well, I mean, he's got a nasty fastball. He's got a lot of movement, but he also throws a ton of pitches too. He'll throw pretty much any pitch at any count. So he's kind of morphed, you know, from earlier when I used to face him with the Cubs. He was a lot of fastball cutter, split, a lot of fastballs, and now he's a pretty even mix right now. You know, so he's got the 95 with sink, but he's going to throw you a cutter, slider, curveball, occasional changeup, and he'll throw them in any count. So it's definitely interesting watching him over the years, for sure. He's a very good pitcher. He's a competitor out there, as you guys know. And yeah, I mean, it's always a tough battle when you face him.
David Phelps is a guy who is your teammate here at Notre Dame, and he's been out all year with an elbow. Tommy John with Seattle. Have you faced him? I think you've faced him before, though, haven't you?
I faced him as a starter and I faced him as a reliever. Yeah, so he's. I was trying to get him over in Arizona for a while. You know, I love how he pitches. I've always have. And yeah, I mean, he out of the bullpen too. His stuff ticked up quite a bit. I mean, he had a 95, 96, and he's got a lot of cut on his ball now as a reliever. And you know, and as a starter, he just makes quality pitches the whole game, as you know. And yeah, I'm a big fan of his and how he pitches.
AJ Pollock's with his former Notre Dame baseball player, Arizona Diamondback. You were talking about spin rate and some of those Houston Astros a little bit ago, and Trevor Bauer made some headlines a couple of weeks ago talking about some of that. And he is with Cleveland now, but he was obviously drafted by Arizona. You guys were teammates at a couple different spots somewhere coming up, weren't you?
Oh, yeah. Yes, I was.
What's his personality like? How would you describe, at least the personality back then that you remember? Because I know he's a real smart guy, an engineering degree from UCLA.
Yeah, I mean, Yeah, he loves man, he's a definitely an interesting guy. you know, I mean, I was teammates with him right out of college too. So,
right.
You know, I'm sure he changed a little bit, but man, he's a hard worker. Is the first thing that I kind of noticed. The guy works his butt off. You know, he's always looking to get better, always looking for data. Maybe I think you can take data a little too far. Maybe he's done that a couple times. Maybe he's done some stuff with his drone a couple too many times, but, you know what? He's an interesting guy for sure. And, you know, I'm never going to go against a guy who's always looking to get better and always looking to look into the, you know, new data and try to evolve like that. So, he's definitely an interesting guy. One of the more interesting guys I've ever played with.
He does quite a bit of the weighted ball training, plyo care balls. Have you done much or any of that, AJ?
As a position player, I stay away from that stuff a little bit. I mean, I guess if I was a pitcher, I would look into it more. But you know, for me, I'm getting my arm in shape, and then I'm long tossing and doing all that stuff. But nothing with the weighted ball.
We'll get you out of here in a minute, AJ. I remember there was this story. When you were at Notre Dame, and actually before you came to Notre Dame, you were a kid, you grew up in Connecticut. Evan mentioned Ram High School early on. You wrote a letter to the baseball coach at Notre Dame when you were a kid, right?
Yes, I did.
Do you remember what you said and kind of what that was all about?
Oh, yeah. I said I wanted to be a quarterback at Notre Dame and to basically hold a spot for me. That didn't work out, but I got to Notre Dame, so that was pretty sweet. My mom always keeps that letter, and I don't know where that came from. I think both my parents went to Boston College, and I think when we were watching the BC Notre Dame games, I just kind of like, you know, just wanted to root for the other team and to go against the grain a little bit. And, you know, early on, I definitely was a big Notre Dame fan for sure.
Kind of worked out for you pretty well. Do you remember your first career at bat in a Notre Dame uniform?
I do. It was we were playing in the Irish Classic in San Antonio, and I think it was off of Prairie View, A&M, and it was a home run. Of course, I remember that.
First career at bat, a home run for AJ Pollock.
Not too shabby.
Worked out pretty well after that too.
Yeah. He had a great career.
It was awesome. Yeah, I loved playing there. Got to meet some great guys, Evan included right there. You know, it's a special place for sure, and I cherish every time I get to go back.
All right.
Well, next time you're in town, AJ, we'd love to have you at the facility. We can hit a little bit, and we'll be able to break down a couple of things, look at the data and whatnot. We'd love to do that.
I love it, man. I've been following on Instagram, dude. It looks awesome.
Perfect.
It's a great follow. I'd love to go check it out.
Got a little pub in there.
All right.
For Sharply Trained from AJ Pollock.
What is it? Stay Sharp Academy? What is it called?
Just Sharply Training, baby.
There we go.
But that's you got to stay about. Sharp at Sharply Training. So, I mean, come on.
So you can work on your bat path and then turn around and then he's firing some footballs at you, too.
Absolutely.
I saw some footballs.
We got it all going on.
Good stuff, man. Good stuff. Well, I'm glad you guys are doing well.
Absolutely. AJ, hey, we appreciate you taking the time to join us here today, and obviously we wish you well and hopefully recover fast, and we're looking forward to seeing you back out there in the outfield and at the plate for the Arizona Diamondbacks.
And then we got to set up the home run derby whenever you're
healthy. That's right. Evan's been talking about this home run derby. Are you going to be coming to a football game this fall by any chance?
My schedule, I usually plan about a week ahead, so I don't know.
Great, I only have a week to train.
All right. Well, if you're around, shoot us a text. We've got to set up this home run derby that Evan Sharpley has been talking about, okay?
Awesome. Sounds good.
All right.
Can't wait.